Anyway.
Well, John, thanks so much for taking the time. I know you might be a little bit busy this week. You're right in the thick of EDUCOST 2024.
It's exciting. It's exciting. And no, I don't know where I am or where I'm going, but right. I know I'm excited.
Yeah. And as we were saying before we started recording, it's so great to be back in person at events, specifically EDUCOST, that from my point of view, there's only so many Zoom calls you can do and have recordings. You're not getting that same sensibility of sharing.
You walk down the hall and you see it. You see people hugging each other like they're, you know, old family who haven't seen themselves in 20 years. There's so much of a reminder of how much we've learned to value 3D connections.
Yeah.
I mean, we like connecting on all the technology is great.
Right.
And it's saved us in so many ways.
Yeah.
And it's a lifeline in other ways, but there's nothing better than being together in person sometimes.
And now the classic B2B news trade conference question that you'll get, whether you're at the airport, at the gate while you're leaving, or you're at the lobby bar, is, you know, what was the highlight of the show? Now we're not finished through it, but like, what so far, as you take the temperature when you walk around and see it, I mean, is there something that is sticking out to you that is a particular high point?
Well, we don't want to breeze by the power. I mean, the whole point of this, when we ask our members year after year, what do you value most in EDUCOST? It's the networking, it's the connection, it's our, if we have a superpower, it's bringing people together. And so that is the thing that by itself is what keeps people coming back and valuing the time together. This year, there's a few things that leap out. We've kind of reimagined our exhibit hall, formerly known as exhibit hall, to the EDUCOST Commons. We've created neighborhoods so that there's a cybersecurity and privacy neighborhood. There's a teaching and learning neighborhood and an enterprise neighborhood. And that people have really appreciated being able to, because there's, you know, we're so big, and probably the single most sort of lament we ever hear when we do is, you know, it's just so big. I can't take everything in and it can be overwhelming. Well, we're finding ways to organize the experience in a way that's going to be more helpful and inspirational for folks. So that's been a big deal for people. I'm excited about the keynotes this year. I mean, we always have Susan Graycheck as the rock solid top 10, which is a topic that interests people. But then Brené Brown was a knockout out of the ballpark hit for the first day. We had people holding up signs saying, "We love you, Brené Brown," but meaning it.
Yeah.
And she speaks to this industry.
Yeah.
An industry that has, all industries have a need for courageous leadership and to experience power of vulnerability. And she is the voice of that. And people love to see, you know, people love to go to a technology conference and have a keynote who's not talking about technology, but who's talking about, you know, we always say people, processes, and technologies, and we're great on talking about the other two, but we're getting better at talking about people and the importance of criticality of addressing the people issues and opportunities. And she was fantastic there. And then our closing keynote, have we talked about AI yet? It's been 14 seconds and we haven't, but Jaron Lanier. Have you ever heard Jaron Lanier speak before?
Oh, yes.
So you know, somebody says, what's he going to talk about? Oh, I have no idea. Whatever he wants to, but I know it's going to be smart, provocative, interesting.
Yeah.
He's going to probably take us to some skeptical places about AI. And that is
what the greatest hype loop in the past 30 years was on the internet. Lanier was there talking about AI when everyone else is talking about being on the internet, right?
Yeah, he lives so about a decade ahead of everybody else.
So where is he going to take us to that next one?
So very excited to hear. So there's the thing that is exciting about an event like this is it brings people together to network and share, but then we also have these influencers descend here and talk, and, you know, we got Kyle Bowen from ASU talking about AI, we've got Jaron Lanier, we got Brené Brown, Susan talking about the top 10, and that's sort of the other thing people come for is to hear from leaders and find out, help get some navigational clues along the way, because there's so much going on. And I think we talked earlier about the infusion of AI across the program. I mean, it's a big program, like over 600 sessions and activities and things like that. So people who are coming here to really dig into AI are going to find those great sessions like I've just mentioned, but they're also going to see this focus on AI sort of infused throughout, which is the way it probably should be,
sure,
you know, integrated into the other grand challenges that higher education's dealing with.
Right. Any surprises? I mean, have you seen anything that was kind of like, ah, that was not something that was expected, either out of some of the reports, whether it's the Horizon report or the top 10, or, you know, again, kind of walking around the sessions and so forth?
You know what? I really love the probably the theme that surprised me is how much it's come across is the trust, the issue that Susan brought up in the top 10, this sort of erosion of confidence in higher education as a sort of inevitability right now in 2024, but also really productive. Like, what do we do about that? And this is the first conference where I've started to hear people think, what can we do about it? Rather than just like look at the surveys that come and marvel at them and lament about them, but you know, thinking about what's the pathway for building back trust.
Yeah.
And that was exciting. And that was something I've never expected we would be talking about. It's always great when a persistent challenge actually gets approached as, okay.
Yeah, more of a holistic,
yeah.
Right? I mean, it's less. And
we're not helpless.
And notice the evolution too of the EDUCAUSE in the sessions where less speeds and feeds, less of the kind of the guts of the technology and more the leadership aspect of things.
That leadership fulcrum.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. So that I mean, it's not, doesn't fit on a headline, regrettably.
Right.
But it's really, maybe because of that, it's really important.
Yeah. Talk about where you see this trajectory going. So when we're partying in Nashville next year, anything that you see, I mean, 2 years ago, there might have been three sessions on AI, right? I mean, it wasn't front and center at all. And
then, yeah, but everybody went to those three.
Right.
You talk to event planners and they'll say like, what has AI done? It's like destroyed your ability to predict anything, because I can't tell you how many conferences I was at in the previous couple of years where, you know, you would plan a room for the AI conference, just figuring it would be regular and it's standing room only.
Yeah, right.
Nobody goes to the other. So we settle down in that. So I think it's going to be the next year and the year after is going to be what I mentioned, just that we're starting to see now, which is not AI, but AI embedded across and interwoven.
Yeah.
It's here. It's not going anywhere.
It'll be more of a utilitarian sort of.
I think so. Although I'll confess, because I haven't heard Jaron Lanier yet, that I'm pretty optimistic about it. And I'm seeing we're starting to get traction around solving real problems and challenges we had. I mentioned earlier that NABI, the chatbot at University of Toronto, using immediate response technology to address mental health challenges for students who, it turns out, don't have mental health crises during business hours.
Right.
So how can we use technology in a way? And I'm also really gratified and relieved that we maybe have moved beyond this sort of binary that it's either technology or people. And we know really that the future is people working with technology, you know, and AI is a great example of that.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody wants to be interacting with an AI.
Yeah.
I actually found myself the other day yelling at an unnamed corporate AI for my internet provider and
operator.
I was yelling and I probably yell like once a year. And so nobody wants that, but it's, you want to find ways to use AI collaboratively. And I feel like we're kind of settling into that conversation.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, as a tribute.
Yep. To wrap it up, anything beyond AI, any other sprouts out there that our readers, our listeners might
Keep
an eye on?
Yes. We had at this conference, the day before the keynote on day one fired up, we had the first ever annual partner summit, and we did something, and I was so excited about it once I got in the room, because I looked out and we brought together in one place campus people, so leaders at campuses together with leaders of our industry partners, the corporations that campuses rely on to do everything. And then we brought together consortial leaders and other association leaders. And we basically had a whole day of programming to think together about how can we reimagine corporate engagement, getting beyond sort of a transactional thing.
Yep.
Like I'm old enough that I remember when press releases would be such and such a campus bought this. And that was very honest. And then it suddenly became, we're partnering with. Well, really? Are you really partnering? Is there shared risk involved?
Right.
That like, let's really think about what it means to partner. And so we're kind of stepping back, and what is a good partner? What is a good corporate citizen? What is a bad example of that? And then we're going to build along that over the next couple of years. Our strategic priority, we only have three strategic priorities for the next few years. And one of them is to evolve the higher education marketplace to better serve institutions and learners. And, you know, I don't think it's rhetoric. I think our fates are really interconnected. And so let's really get serious about what it means to be a effective, good partner.
Yeah.
And then let's celebrate and elevate and find ways to reward that behavior.
Yeah.
And then also to think creatively about what EDUCAUSE could do as a broker, as a, you know, as a facilitator of that.
Sure. Too.
But we want to see that change. And that's a pretty big order.
Yeah.
But
what are you going to do after lunch?
Exactly.
Well, John, thanks so much for your time and your insights. Congratulations on your hard work. And thank you.
Thank you. Okay.